So the Bible reading is taken from Genesis chapter 22, beginning at verse 1, the sacrifice of Isaac. After these things, God tested Abraham and said to him, "Abraham," and he said, "Here am I." God said, "Take your son, your only son, Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you." So Abraham rose early in the morning, saddled his donkey, and took two of his young men with him and his son Isaac. And he cut the wood for the burnt offering, and arose and went to the place of which God had told him. On the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place from afar. Then Abraham said to his young men, "Stay here with the donkey. I and the boy will go over there and worship and come again to you." And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac, his son. And he took in his hand the fire and the knife. So they went, both of them, together. And Isaac said to his father Abraham, "My father." And he said, "Here am I, my son." He said, "Behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering?" Abraham said, "God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering, my son." So they went, both of them together. When they came to the place of which God had told him, Abraham built the altar there and laid the wood in order, and he bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Then Abraham reached out his hand and took the knife to slaughter his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, "Abraham, Abraham." And he said, "Here am I." He said, "Do not lay your hand on the boy or do anything to him, for now I know that you fear God, seeing that you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me." And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him was a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called the name of that place, "The Lord will provide." As it is said to this day, "On the mount of the Lord it shall be provided." And the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time from heaven and said, "By myself I have sworn, declares the Lord, because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you. And I will surely multiply your offspring as the stars of heaven and as the sand that is on the seashore. And your offspring shall possess the gate of his enemies. And in your offspring shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice."
I want to thank God for the opportunity God has given me to share from the passage which we have just read, which is Genesis chapter 2, Genesis chapter 22, starting from verses 1 to verse 19. The theme of my message is encountering Jesus in Genesis. The passage which we have just read is about the account of Abraham and his dear son, Isaac. And this account of the sacrifice of Isaac is a very, very dramatic and remarkable story in the whole Bible. It is very dramatic and remarkable in the sense that throughout the Bible, God had never demanded a human sacrifice. It is at this time only where we find God demanding for a human sacrifice, because most of the time, God was asking people to go and sacrifice to him, maybe lamb offering or any other animal apart from human being. But at this time, we see God asking his dear friend Abraham to go and sacrifice his only son. And this was very, very remarkable indeed. Now, as we focus on our passage, we shall be able to see a number of things that we are able to see a picture of Jesus being reflected in this passage. Let us go through our passage so that we can be able to draw some of the insights that God wants us to learn from that particular passage. Verse 1 says, sometime later, and this is NIV version, sometime later, God tested Abraham. He said to him, Abraham, here I am, he replied. As I was going through this passage, in this particular verse of this chapter, which is verse 1, I saw about three important things that we need to understand. In the first place, the passage is beginning with the phrase, sometime later. And this phrase is taking us back to the Abraham's pilgrimage of faith. Because as we focus on the life of Abraham, we are able to see that during his journey, during his spiritual journey, Abraham was tested by God for more than one time. And we do not have time to explain all the occasions where we see Abraham being tested by God. But one of the most important things for us to know is that God tested Abraham for more than one time. And at this stage, we see God coming again to Abraham, and he is now asking him to offer human sacrifice of his only son, Isaac. Another thing that we also need to learn from the passage is that the Bible is telling us that God tested Abraham. Abraham was tested by God. Now, I was trying to look at two words, testing and tempting. And one of the things that I have learned between these two words is that testing is a positive word, while tempting is a negative word. Whenever a person is being tested,
The idea behind testing that particular person is not to see that person failing, but rather the idea is to see how much potential that person has. For example, when we send our children to school, at the end of every semester, they sit for exam. They are tested. The teachers give them a test in order to see how able these children are, in order to see the potential these children have, in order to see how much they have understood what the teacher has been telling them. And the purpose of testing is not to see those children failing. Testing is a positive thing. That's why we see God testing Abraham, because he wants Abraham to prove the potential that he has to his beloved God. I said tempting is a negative word. And most of the time when we read about tempting, it is not God who tempts us, but the devil tempts us, because the aim of those temptations is to see us failing, is to make sure that we fail in our walk with God. So the Bible here is telling us that God tested Abraham because he wanted to see the potential that Abraham had in his walk with God. The last thing that I've also learned on that verse 1 is that Abraham is responding to God, "Here I am." And that phrase is teaching me something about the life of Abraham. One thing that I've learned from that phrase is that Abraham was readily available before God. Whenever God called him, he was ready to respond. He was ready to acknowledge that. He was ready to make himself available before his God. Let's come to verse 2 of our passage. Verse 2 reads, "Then God said, 'Take your son, your only son, Isaac, whom you love, and go to the region of Moriah, sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on the mountains I will tell you about.'" A number of things that I have also learned from that passage. Number one, the Bible is talking about the relationship that was existing between Isaac and his father. Because in this passage, the Bible is saying, "Take your son, your only son, whom you love." And that statement is clearly telling us how Isaac was related to his father. It is telling us that there was an intimate relationship between Isaac and his father. It is telling us that Abraham loved his only child, Isaac. And what are we learning from there? There are a number of things that we are able to learn from there. Number one, here we are getting a picture of Jesus, because the Bible clearly tells us that God had only one son. John chapter 3 verse 16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So what we are learning here is that the relationship which was there between Abraham and Isaac is a picture of the relationship between God and his son, Jesus Christ. And the Bible is also telling this man, Abraham, to take this son of his and sacrifice him to the land which was called Moriah. And now I try to find out what Moriah means. The word Moriah in Hebrew means the place of God's provision. It means the place where God was to provide for the sacrifice. Moriah was about 70 kilometers, which is 45 miles from Beersheba. Even with an early start, it would take about 3 days for people to walk from Beersheba to this place, which was called Moriah. And Moriah reappears also in 2 Chronicles chapter 3, verse 1, where it is identified as a place where God halted plague of Jerusalem, and where Solomon built the altar. And again, in the New Testament terms, this is a vicinity of Calvary. It is a place, it is a vicinity of Calvary where Jesus was crucified. And one significant thing that we should also learn from verse 2 is that God is asking Abraham to go and sacrifice his only son. Sacrificial system was very common in the Jewish society. But one thing which was very common is that at each time God demanded the sacrifice, he was expecting people to offer either lamb or goat or any other animal apart from human being. But this time, God is asking his dear friend, Abraham, to go and sacrifice his own son. Now let's come to verse 5 of our passage. Verse 5 says, in verse 5 we see Abraham telling his servant, stay here with the donkey while I and the boy go over there. Now, what we are seeing here is that as Abraham was about to go to the place called Moriah to offer sacrifice, we see Abraham telling his servant whom the two were going with, and he is asking to remain. So I was asking myself, why is Abraham telling his servant to remain? And I believe he did that because if the servant was to go with them, he would act as a stumbling block for Abraham to obey the command of God. Abraham didn't want to be disturbed. Abraham didn't want any obstruction from this man whom he was going with. That's why we see him telling his servant to remain when he was going forth with his dear son, because he was prepared to offer him as a sacrifice, as a sign of his obedience to God. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 says, therefore, since We are surrounded by such a crowd of witnesses. Let us throw off everything that hinder us and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. I believe the author of Hebrews had a picture of what we see here in the book of Genesis. We see Abraham telling his servant to remain as he marched forward, as he moved forward with his son when he was ready to offer him as a sacrifice. So here, Abraham is the author of Hebrews is concurring with the idea that we are getting here, because we are told that as we are running our race, because Christianity is a race, is a marathon, is a spiritual race. So the author of the book of Hebrews is challenging us that as we are running this race, we must put off everything that hinder us from running. And again, let's come to verse 6. Verse 6 says, Abraham took a wood for the burnt offering and placed it on his son Isaac, and he himself carried the fire and the knife. We see him. We see Abraham carrying the wood. And he placed it on his son Isaac. Again here, we also see the picture of Christ, because as we read John chapter 19, verses 16 and 18, we see Jesus carrying his own cross to the place where he was crucified. So Isaac is a picture of Jesus. What Isaac is doing, what God is doing by placing wood on Isaac, is a picture of what we see in the New Testament when Jesus carried his own cross to the place where he was crucified. And verses 7 and 8 is also a very remarkable verse. The Bible reads, Isaac said, "The fire and the wood are here, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?" And Abraham is responding, "God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering." Again, two things that I want us to share from those two verses. Number one is that Isaac is showing, is demonstrating that he was well versed with the sacrificial system of the Jewish culture. He was oriented, he was well oriented how the sacrificial system was being carried out. And this is a clear indication that Abraham had taught his son how sacrifices were to be offered. He was well versed. I wonder how much we are doing to teach our children. Because as children of God, God is expecting us to do something for our children. God is expecting us to induct our children, to journey with our children, to move with our children in the things of God. So that what we know, our children should also walk along the same path. Here we see Isaac is clearly demonstrating that he knew how sacrificial system was being carried out, a thing which is indicating that Abraham had taught his son how sacrifices was to be offered before God. And again, on the same verse, we are also seeing the faith that Abraham had. God had demanded from Abraham to go and offer his own son, and he was ready to do it, but at the same time, he also had faith in God that God is the provider. That's why on this verse, we are able to see Abraham responding when his child asked. He says, God will will provide the sacrifice for the lamb. I want to challenge you, brothers and sisters, that this God that we are worshiping is so generous. He is able to provide for our needs. Every time we have got a need, we just have to trust him. We just have to put our faith in him because he is God who provides for our needs. All we need is to put our faith in him. Let's move to verse 9. Abraham built an altar there and arranged the wood on it. He bound his son Isaac and laid him on the water on top of the wood. Again, there are several things that we are also able to learn from that passage. First thing is that Abraham built an altar, and this altar is a picture of the cross of Jesus, where Jesus was crucified. And Isaac is a picture of Jesus as a lamb offering. We are told from this verse that Abraham bound his son and he laid him on the wood. And we are not seeing Isaac resisting. He was ready to be offered as a lamb offering. He was ready to die as a sacrifice. And this again is a picture of what Jesus did when he died on the cross for our sins. Isaiah number 53 verse 7 says, he was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before the shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth. Jesus, as the only begotten Son of God, was ready to die for our sin. He was ready to offer his life as our sacrifice. And when God accepted, when God was ready to offer him for our redemption, Jesus never resisted. He offered himself. He was ready to die on the cross for your sins and my sins. And this is what we are learning from the life of Isaac as he was to be offered as a lamb before the Lord. Verse 12 says, God said to Abraham, now I know that you fear God. God is now convinced with the faith that Abraham had. God is now convinced that Abraham was not an ordinary man, but he was indeed a hero of faith. He was an obedient man. He was a man who was able, who was willing to obey God, even to the extent of killing his own son as a sacrifice before him. And I want to share with you, brothers and sisters, that God is expecting us to be people of obedience before him. The Bible says to offer sacrifice, to obey is better than offer sacrifice. So God is not only interested in us coming to churches, to to our churches. He is not only interested in us. He is not only interested to see us singing for him, but rather his main interest is to see us obeying his word. Because that is the most important thing. And if we go to verses 15 towards the end of that verse, God is taking Abraham back to Genesis chapter 12, where there was a covenant between God and Abraham, where God promised Abraham so many things. He promised blessings to Abraham. God promised Abraham that he was going to be the forefather of the whole nation, that he is going to make him known. He's going to make him the father of the nation, the father of the whole nation. And here in chapter 22, from verses 15 to 18, we see God telling Abraham that because you have obeyed my word, because you have not withheld your son, your only son, because you were ready to offer your son as a sacrifice to me, I want to tell you that I will bless you. So many people desire to get blessings from God. We always want to be blessed. And there is not even a single person who does not want to be blessed by God. But here, the key thing that we are learning from this passage is that God is demanding us to be obedient if we are to be blessed by him. And I want to finish my message by challenging each one of us that Isaac is a clear picture of Jesus. And we all need to encounter Jesus if we are to be blessed by God. We cannot be blessed by God if we don't encounter Jesus. We need to have a special encounter with Jesus if we are to be blessed by God. We need to be obedient before God if we are to be blessed. We need to act upon the word of God if we are to be blessed by God. Whatever God tells us to do, we must act upon his word. And at that particular time, we shall be blessed by God. How do you respond to God when he asks you to do something? It is my prayer that as we continue doing our walk with God, we shall be people who shall be always ready to obey God no matter what circumstances we are going through. May the good Lord continue to bless us and to help us to remember that God wants us to be his obedient children. God bless you. Amen.